Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
She came to the conclusion that shake weights are a great gift for any occasion. She had opportunities to buy all kinds of gifts, flowers, box of chocolates, a card. Shake weight. That's what she wanted to bring. Every event, every birthday party, every holiday. That was a gift she gave everybody.
Oh, Susan, I brought my favorite cake with me, and then I also have a little present for you.
All right, I'm going to try to guess what the cake is.
Okay.
Strawberry.
Strawberry shortcake.
That's, yes, yes, that's what I was going to...
We have that every time. Right, I know. It's not really a surprise. And sweet little gift for you.
Okay.
Because it's Mother's Day and we're both mothers.
Yes, we are.
It's a goddamn shake weight.
What?
Every fucking year it's a shake weight.
Martin.
I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. All right, let me hold on to the box. Let me shake it a little.
Oh, is it heavy?
It's kind of heavy, but the weight kind of distributes
it back and forth. Yeah.
Okay.
That could be anything.
Now let me just kind of feel the outside of the box and just see if I can absorb the...
It's a goddamn shake weight.
I don't know. I mean, yes, the box is shake weight shaped. It's shape of a box that
would
hold a shake weight.
Oh my God, this suspense is killing me, even though I already know what it is.
Okay.
Just open it.
Okay, let me open it. Get one half of the box open, and oh my God, what is? Is this a shake weight? Is this a shake weight? Is it a shake weight? Hey, Len, did you see? You see what she got me?
Let me just see. Let me close my eyes. What is it? Hey, is it a fucking shake weight?
How did he know?
Tell you something. These things are miraculous.
Okay.
For your arms.
Okay.
Okay. Because they work every muscle in your arm each time you shake it.
Okay.
So like no matter which way you're shaking it,
okay,
it's like all of your muscles are engaged.
Alright, so I'm gonna hold it in my left hand and I'm gonna try.
Okay. Look at that. Look at that. You can look at your own arm. You can see the definition. Do you see it?
All of the muscles need to be activated.
That was a chance.
Okay. Right hand time.
Is there a reason why all your gifts are always shake weights?
I really like watching infomercials because I have insomnia.
Mm.
And so I remember the first infomercial I saw was for Chiquit, and it just did something to me because it's like a really special item. It doesn't cost a lot, but the value of it is like forever giving. Do you know what I mean?
Did you ever feel the same with some of the other like Ron Popeil type stuff? Like the...
Yeah, I like the ShamWow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I liked the... I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one where you push on the top of the blender and it blends it.
Hey, it's Vince for the thing that you press on the top with the blender and it blends it. Now, you may be singing to yourself, I got some stuff that I need to blend. Well, look no further than the thing with the button on the top of it that you press and you blend it. Listen, I'm a simple guy. I like simple things. Well, there's nothing simpler than the blender with the button with the top of it that you blend
it. It became... very obvious that the reason why she was buying all the shake weights and she was so attracted to as seen on TV products was because her husband was a pitchman. He sold a lot of these things on television.
Sweetheart, you know, we've been together for a long time and I got something to run by you.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of living your life not married to me? Introducing getting married to me. How does it work? We go down to the city hall, I get a marriage license, we get married. Now, but you may be asking yourself, do I want to marry this guy? The answer is yes. So what do you say?
So it's like a double marriage?
Well, if you act now, I will throw in the ceremony for an extra... Will you marry me, sweetheart? I love you.
Yeah, I'll marry you again.
All of his proposals, even his renewing vows proposal, down to even when they got divorced, were always in the same framework, pitching, as if he was selling a product to somebody who was watching TV late at night.
All right, sweetheart. I never thought this day would come. Tired of not having half of my shit? Well, for a limited time, you can now have half of our community property plus $1,500 a month in perpetuity for half the length of the marriage. So what do you say?
I didn't think this day would come either, but I did grow really fucking sick of your bitching to me. I just woke up one day and I was like, that's enough. I'm better than this.
Wow. Tired of not reaching into my chest and pulling my still beating heart right out of my cavity? Well, you did just that. Act now and you'll have lots of tears to dry.
This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Christine Bullen. In our show, we'll be using a trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in three improvised acts. This week's theme, opportunities. Sometimes you gotta take them. Sometimes they're forced upon you. Stay with us. Act 1. The urgent care center was flooded with patients after the news of a deadly virus was made public. People were running into the hospital with insurance, no insurance, masks, no masks. Bleeding from different parts of their body, not bleeding. They were just paranoid.
Ma'am, please, I need to get in here. I need to see a doctor right now.
Listen, I'm sorry, but you need to wait your turn, okay? We have a lot of people in here who have much more severe situations than right now.
This is very, very important. This is life or death here. Look at my finger.
Yes,
look
I understand it. That your finger might be broken, okay?
Look,
but
look.
There is a woman behind me who is bleeding out of her neck, okay? So just hold your finger with your other hand and sit there for a little while, and please let me do my job, which is determining who needs to be seen first. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. So, I've got your father on the line, and and it looks like he's not gonna be able to make it here.
What?
In the next couple hours, but we're gonna do everything we can to help you and keep you alive, right?
What,
now, sir? Yeah. You're not doing great.
What?
You've lost a lot of electrolytes.
Wait, I came here because I had a splinter.
Yeah, I know. I think we mixed you up with someone, and we put that IV in, and it just took out all of your electrolytes.
And now I'm dying?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
I'm really, really sorry. We definitely fucked this one up.
Nurse! When are you going to come in here and take out my electrolytes? I have too many electrolytes.
I'm so sorry, yes. Yes, indeed. Excuse me. I'm just going to make a quick announcement.
Hello, everyone. Hello. I know there's a lot of people in distress here. I'm just going to tell you, I think we made a little mistake, and our IVs, instead of putting fluid into your bodies, are actually sucking electrolytes out of your body.
What was originally a disaster where everybody was concerned about getting a virus ended up becoming a whole other brand of disaster. The nurse was working alone, and she was handling over 30 patients all on her own. Different fluids were being confused for others, and she was losing patients, but not because of the virus, because of her not having anybody to help her.
Yes, hi, sir. How are you feeling? Are you okay?
Oh, my shoulder and...
Yeah. Did I put an IV in you yet? Oh, I did. In your hand. Okay, yeah, the back of your hand.
No,
yeah,
but...
that's a good spot. It seems that I've been making this announcement. I've been removing fluids from people instead of adding fluids. So are you feeling a little dehydrated? I'm going to try to reverse this, and all I have to do is just flip this switch, and hopefully the fluids will start going back in instead of coming back out.
Just let her do her job.
I just
Thank
need
you.
Some...
Oh, you're so sweet. I hope you see that I'm working very hard.
Do you need a hand?
I would love a hand. That would be so helpful. Do you have some sort of medical background?
Absolutely none whatsoever, but
that's all right. You know what? I only made it through part of school anyway. I'm not really sure why I'm here by myself, but I'll take it. So I've put all these IVs in various patients, as you can see, and I'm removing fluids, and I really need to be putting fluids back in. So if we can just try to maybe flip those switches and see if we can start putting fluids in.
Okay, great, great. Let me just start with one question. Where's the on switch for the lights?
Oh.
What is that sound? That sounds scary.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
I think that you just turned off this person's heart machine.
Dad, wake up, Dad, please.
Oh,
Dad,
no.
Wake up.
That doesn't sound good.
Your daddy's just taking a nap.
He came because he was constipated. What's going on here?
I'm sure this will work itself out. On to the next room. All right, what's this, his problem? How do you read this chart, left to right?
So it looks like this guy has something going on with his neck.
Yeah, I don't know. My neck hurts. I just need some pain pills. You guys have pain pills?
Yeah, great. I'm just going to insert a little bit of an IV. In fact, I'm going to have my assistant. What's her name? Nice. Doris?
Yeah, Doris.
I'm going to have Doris do this for me because she's training today. Training.
Yeah. I just need some morphine.
So do I just poke,
morphine,
just poke him?
Poke
here?
It in. Wherever you can find a spot that looks like there's some blue, that means the vein.
Yeah. Will you give me your pinky toe, please?
Yeah,
that's great. Okay, I'm going to run to the other room. You stay with him and keep it going.
Okay,
I can't seem to
find a vein. Let me just do
it
again.
Can help you. I know exactly where my veins are. I just need some pain pills. This is why my neck hurts, and I just need right.
What if I just unplug this? That doesn't sound good.
Oh, no. It seems that you did unplug one of the heart machines in the other room. They're all connected through wires.
So
it's like one big motherboard, and I think...
I wasn't supposed to do that?
No. But honestly, I don't blame you, Doris, because we're just learning together.
Hey, lesson learned. Third time's a charm. Let's go into the next one.
Thank you so much for your help. I can't tell you what this means to me.
Oh, no problem.
I just need some help with my legs.
What does this lady need?
Miss?
What's so funny?
Miss, look at her face.
Why are you laughing at me?
Look at her face.
Miss, what are your symptoms? What are you feeling that's not good about your body right now?
Look at me. My symptoms. I'm in pain and I just need some help.
Yeah, your legs are very, very swollen. They look like torso.
You know,
my son is a piece of shit.
I think...
Hey, why'd you leave me out of this?
He just tells me to ignore the pain that is all in my head. Look at his hands and feet. They're bleeding for no reason.
All right, I think I have just what the person who isn't a doctor ordered.
Yeah, me?
Why don't I take this tube? You need some oxygen, clearly. Let me take this tube. Let me just wrap it around your neck. And let me just pull and pull. This should work, right?
Oh, boy. Okay.
That sounds like before.
I am 0-for-4 today.
Hi. So, you want to go get some drinks?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Are we besties?
I think so.
I think we are now.
I decided to go to the hospital. Excuse me, I just need to get a little bit of, I've got some... Yeah, but you guys have a lozenge or something?
No, I don't have a lozenge in my pocket. No, I got nothing. But I do have this glass shard. You want to swallow that? Maybe that'll help.
Should create more
It'll create a
fluid.
And a second airway. It'll poke an airway right through your little gullet there.
Typically, I would have never swallowed a glass shard, but she was wearing a nurse's outfit, and I just trusted the fact that she worked at a hospital working in a nurse's outfit, so I swallowed it.
Can you believe that guy earlier ate a glass shard? I didn't think
crazy.
That he would do it. And he seemed so smart with his glasses and his voice.
Yeah, he was really cute too, but...
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for Season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the interview. Our special guest contributor is Christine Bullen.
Hi.
Hi. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, yeah.
It's not
Tristine?
No, Tristine, that happens a lot, but it's yeah. it is actually Christine. You got it? It's you got it. You got my name.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
Years.
Oh yeah. Nice. Do you have a specific episode that you like? It's one of your favorites.
I like the one about the cats.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites.
Let's see if you can find, let's go to our archives and find that episode.
I've always liked cats. I've always had pet cats and,
I've had cats.
Yeah, we just love cats.
I've had cats since I was a kid.
I think we've been pretty clear about that. I mean, you've been interviewing us for an hour and a half and we've been talking about the cats.
Do you have any specific, tastes or affinities to certain breed of cat?
I don't really even know the different breeds of cats. I just know that I love cats.
Yeah, I remember that episode. That was one of my favorites.
It actually wasn't the one where they interviewed people about cats. It was the one where you interviewed the cats.
Let's look in the archive. Find that one, too.
Meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
You're a very sophisticated cat. I've interviewed a lot of cats, and usually they kind of...
Meow, 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 meow.
Really?
No. Meow. Meow.
Is there any particular type of human that you like to be affectionate towards?
Meow. Meow.
When it became obvious that the cats were being very racist, I decided to end the interview.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
I remember that one, yeah. I think we got an award for that one.
Yeah. Well, you just really pulled a lot of stuff out of them that I never would have imagined.
Yeah, I never thought so either. So, tell us what you do, Christine.
I work at a grocery store.
Is that really what you do, or are you being a little shy?
I'm being a little shy.
Don't be shy. tell us what you do or I'm going to kick you the fuck out.
Am I supposed to be real now?
Yeah, this is
an interview.
This is the part where we actually interview you, yeah.
It's really confused. I do a lot of things. I'm jack of all trades, yes. Like we all are. You know, I do some comedy here and there, do some writing. And before the shutdown, I was the artistic director of UCB, so.
What is, can you tell us a little bit about you? What is it again?
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Is that like a militarized, like,
it is. It does operate that way sometimes. No, it is a comedy theater in Los Angeles and was also in New York. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of improv sketch.
So it's not a neighborhood
character.
Watch.
No, it's not. But it's a good name for one.
Do you remember the first time that you decided you wanted to work at the, sorry, what's the name of the place again?
UCB.
UCB.
Mm-hmm. I was teaching there for a long time, and then the job came up, and I was like, I think I could probably do an okay job at that. And then I only did it for a couple months before the world shut down. So that was kind of a bit of a bummer.
What did you teach there?
Character.
So did you have a lot of colorful students that kind of maybe didn't know when to pipe down when you were teaching?
To be perfectly honest, no. I actually like loved most of my classes. They're like really cool people.
Can you think of one student that you didn't like and just keep and just imagine what that student was?
Do you want me to just keep thinking about that student?
Think about a student and then you don't have to tell us his or her name. Just, you know, just think of the student.
Okay.
And let's see what that class was like with that student.
Oh, I see. I see what you're
doing. Hi.
Hey, is this Improv 101 class?
It's not improv, it's characters!
Oh, shit, right.
Yeah, get out of here, dude! Yes, hand yourself out the tour!
Okay, bye.
Hey, Miss Bolin?
Yeah, Ron.
Okay, so I have a character that I want to... Can I start the clock?
Yeah, no, actually, we're going to start with the warm-up like we always do.
Oh,
and
okay,
just
okay.
Save it, though. Definitely save it. I'm excited to see it when it is your turn to share your character.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so everyone's going to hop up, and we're just going to start off with a little zip-zap-zop, I think, here.
Okay, here we go.
No, Ron.
I'm an
Ron.
Alien.
Alien
time.
Time out.
Okay.
Time out.
You liked it.
The thing is, we all do this together. This is not a one-person game. That's pretty standard for improv in general. So just try to pass it.
Okay.
Can we speed this up? This class cost my parents $750.
I actually would love to speed this up, and I am sorry for your parents having to pay for it.
Yes, I'm sorry for your parents having to spend their money, Governor.
Who do I complain to if somebody stole my character idea?
That's definitely not your character, is it? That's not actually your character?
Yeah, I was practicing that character on the way here.
Thank you.
With the windows rolled down.
There's
and it was
so, so many characters. I just really don't think you guys need to fight over that one. It's more of an accent than a character.
Christine, can you come to my office, please?
Yep.
I just got a phone call from a parent who said that they spent $700 on one of our classes because that's, you know, they got it on sale. And they're saying that one student stole another student's character.
So that must have been very challenging for you to deal with students like that.
Yeah, but like I said, it was really just that one student of all the classes I ever had. So,
right.
Yeah, it was fine.
And then tell me about your current life.
My current life, I had a little wee baby.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, she's 8 months, and she's a wild little child, and it's really fun, and it's really hard.
When you say she's, sorry, when you say I had swallowed some glass earlier, Shard, when you say that she was, she's a wild child, can you describe a wild baby?
Yeah, she like, you know, just won't ever chill out. So the second she learned how to stand up, she was like, you know, trying to climb out of her crib. I don't know. It's actually really boring when you talk about your kid to
you,
other people because she actually doesn't sound that wild. She actually just sounds like a regular baby if I actually describe it to her. But to us, she's like really wild.
She sounds very wild to me. Do you think she got the wild behavior from you or
probably my wild husband?
I wonder what that was like.
Hey, babe. Check it out. Check out what I'm doing. Check out what your wild man is doing. Standing up. Like father, like daughter, huh?
Yeah.
Sweetie, can you please stop bragging about the fact that you can stand and grab your child? She is holding on to the heater.
Okay. Let me grab it. Let me put you back in your pen.
Okay.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Well, check out what I'm doing.
Okay, I'm really
wild,
like,
man. About to use the big boy potty.
Yeah, I know. But you've always been able to do these things, and I don't know why it's so exciting for you.
Have you seen our daughter? Where is she? Where'd she go?
She was standing next to the heater when I last saw her, and you were on duty. Ooh. Oh my God, she's in the front seat of the car.
I'll go get her. I'll get her. But first, check out how I'm breathing air. Wow, man.
Must be very difficult living with a man like that.
It sounds a lot more fun than it is.
How'd you guys meet?
We met in a class.
What kind of class was it?
It was a comedy class.
Is it at UCB?
No, a competitor school.
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall in that class.
Here.
Christine Bullen.
Yep, here.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm here.
Woo! Okay, well, feel a little calm today, Mike. Usually you're kind of off the wall. My God. I don't know if I have the patience for that. All right. In comedy class today, we're going to talk about pratfalls. Does anybody know where
pratfalls? Sorry, I was drinking something earlier. Woo! I'm here! Yeah! Ready to do some comedy.
How you doing, girl? Where are you from?
Wow.
You
are something else.
Yeah? Yeah, you can see once I hit that stage and get going.
I've never met anyone like you.
I bet that's true.
I think I'm falling for you.
I don't blame you, girl. Zip, zip, zap.
Wow, you are so good at that game.
Yeah.
Do you play it by yourself or with others?
Usually by myself, but I wouldn't mind having a partner.
Nice.
You.
Cool.
So it was love at first sight. It's very nice.
Okay. It was really sweet.
I usually consult my producer, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is there anything that we should ask our guest contributor?
I don't know. How did you get your start? How did you get your start? How did you become interested in the sketch improv scene? And
I was doing just good old-fashioned theater in New York, mm-hmm. and I had a meeting with a manager, and she said I wouldn't be able to get in anywhere if I didn't take an improv class. Mm. So that was it.
Where did you go to school? You're educated, as I can tell.
I'm an educated person. Yeah, really, very. No, I squandered my education. I went to Cornell, but I didn't learn anything.
Oh, wow.
It's a real bummer. I took a class called Why Is the Sky Blue? And that was the name of the class.
Wow.
It's a physics class. And I don't know the answer.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Why Is This Like This 101. I am your professor, Dalton Rumkin.
Professor Rumkin.
Yes.
Do I need to take this class?
Do you need to take this
class?
Do
you know who my father is? Do I need to take this class?
You don't need to do anything, but you should want to do it.
Can you just like cut to the chase and tell us why this thing is this? Or what?
Why is it this? Well, that's a loaded question, and I will now lay it out for you in a long series of monologues.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why am I in this class?
That's down the hall. That's why am I in this class 201.
Thank God. I'm out of here. Bye.
So, where was I? Right. The beginning. Why is it this?
Professor Rumkin?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Why are we doing this?
That's Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is why is it this?
Oh.
Why are we doing this is tomorrow.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
Okay, well then I'm gonna
lecture.
Go. I don't need to be here then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks.
So now here I am in an empty room talking to myself, and why is it this like this?
Sounds like a very philosophical type of class.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I unfortunately don't think I learned as much as the other students stayed in the class.
Understood. Thank you for being our guest contributor for the week, Christine Bullen. Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for Season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast. to live and die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Act 3. Buried deep in the snow, he hoped his batteries were fresh in his avalanche beacon. He was stuck under snow for 5 days, waiting, hoping that somebody would show up and help him get him to a hospital.
God, I hope somebody shows up and gets me to a hospital. Anyone. Anyone at all.
Fucking Spawn!
What is that?
Sound like...
It's me. It's a person. Can you hear me?
Kathy, do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, is that like... Are we like supposed to like dig or something?
Can you guys please come dig?
Hey, okay, grab your snowboard. I'm taking off. Oh, I'm using it as a shovel.
Whoa, man, this is wild. Yeah, yeah, shovel down, shovel down.
I can't believe they're doing it. I was gonna be hurt.
Hey, yeah. Hey, man.
How long have you been down there? Under there?
5 days, I think.
How do you know that?
Because I can tell.
Oh man, like you must need some water or something. I don't have any water, but I do have some Jack Daniels.
I've got Jack too. Oh, okay. So you give him your Jack, and then we can split my Jack later.
Okay, perfect. But make sure you hold on to your Jack.
I'm holding on to my Jack. Okay. You give him your Jack.
No, okay, that's fine. As long as you promise you're gonna split your Jack with me.
Yeah, dude.
Just okay. Whatever. Just get me out of here, and then we'll figure out the beverage situation.
You need some fluids. You definitely need some fluids. So just take a swig. It's okay. All right, now tell us all about it. What happened, man?
My, there was an avalanche, and it covered me up, and I thought I had enough, feeling a little lightheaded from what you guys just gave me.
He fainted right in front of them. He clearly needed some help, so the two snowboarders grabbed him, put him in their truck, and took him to a hospital, where there was only one nurse helping dozens and dozens of people. Epilogue.
Oh, more people are coming in.
Ooh, this guy does not look like he's doing very well.
Doris, we should not have taken such a long break because things have not been going well since we were gone.
I know, and things have definitely cooled off. Because of the snow?
Yeah.
He's covered in snow.
You are very funny.
What seems to be the problem?
This guy was like under like a whole bunch of snow and like there was an avalanche apparently 5 days ago. We don't know.
Yeah, but we gave him fluids. We gave him all we had as soon as we could. Well, not all we had, but half of what we had.
What she had, and then I gave, I'm keeping my Jack.
Yeah.
For us to split.
Okay, so you gave him what? What did you give him?
Jack.
Daniels?
Oh. JD, yeah, Jack Daniels.
Ooh, that would have been my first idea. Smart.
Okay. I actually,
couple of smarties.
Hang on, Doris, I actually don't think it's a good idea because here's my thought. Just stick with me for a second.
Okay.
If he was not having anything to drink for days on end, and then he had alcohol, that's right. That's probably not going to help him recover more quickly. It's probably actually going to hurt him, which is, I think, where he is now.
Okay.
Well, his face is, like, getting bluer. Can we do something about that?
I have just the thing.
Yes. Okay, this is your chance. Here you go.
It's
your turn.
We're going to drag him into a hospital bed. And since he's so freezing, we're going to set him on fire. Heat him up. Who's with
okay,
me?
No, I love where your head's at. Doris, thank you so much, first of all, for accompanying me on this whole journey, because I'm the only nurse here. But I do
wait,
think
I thought
that you're
she
going
was a
little...
nurse too.
Oh,
not even close, sweetheart.
She's a fun nurse. Yeah. We call her a fun nurse because it means that she's just playing around.
Sweet.
But I do think that's actually not the right idea, because I don't think that he'll survive that.
Okay, so here's what we do. We drag him into a hospital bed. We cover him with more snow because he's used to the snow, and he'll feel right at home, and he'll feel all warm and cozy, and he'll warm right up.
I think the first thing we should do is just get the IV in like we've been practicing.
Because we've been practicing sucking all the fluids out of people.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you're supposed to
do? Yes. Okay. But I think maybe we just switch it the other way and try to put the fluid in him.
Okay.
I'm looking back at my old medical school journals, and I think there's a lot that I missed.
And I'm looking back at my old texts that I... Sure, let's do your idea.
Okay.
All right, let me just go ahead and take this here needle here, and let me just jab it. Oh, I gotta find a vein, right? I see some veins in his eyeball there. He's jabbing in his
eyeball. Oh, Doris, no. Don't do his eye. Don't do his eye.
Okay.
The blood doesn't go into the eye, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it does. I mean, it definitely has to, right?
I think.
But not in the same way. Not in the same way.
Okay.
That'll probably just, like, explode his eyeball. Oh.
Yeah, sorry, a little too late.
Whoa, what did you guys do to our friend that we met?
Hey, is he dead?
Did you guys...
Okay, here's what we do. We all cover our ears, because that sound is so annoying right now.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have my half of the jack now?
Producer Andy and our special guest contributor, Christine Bolin. I'm your host, Ari, and this is Americans Live. Join us next time.
Hey, it's Vince here. Tired of not still listening to This Is Americans Live? Introducing more episodes of This Is Americans Live. Now, you may be asking yourself, Vince, how's it work? Well, it's simple. You subscribe to This Is Americans Live, and then you play it on your little phone thing or wherever, and then you can hear episodes of This Is Americans Live. Just listen to this satisfied This Is Americans Live listener.
I listened to some episodes, and I love it. It was so good.
Okay, that was me. Not doing so good these days, guys. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. My wife left and she took half of my blended things that you press the button or the blends it. Now I only got four left. Anyway, there's more episodes of this show. Listen to them. You'll probably like them. I don't know. Hey, can I stay with you for a few days?
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.